Thank you for joining me, Estra, this Saturday, June 21st, 2014, for Talking About You with Estra from Seattle, Washington, USA. This is your car accident radio channel, bringing knowledge and support about auto insurance, employer, short and long-term disability, personal injury, and much, much more. Summertime typically brings more activities and travel time. Vacations, summer school, family reunions, along with friendship outings, just to name a few. Child safety is important when considering different modes of transportation. When a car accident occurs within a family, the impact on a parent or child may be traumatic, especially if more than one member is injured. Just as spending time developing emergency plans in case of a crisis is critical, so is having a plan in case a car collision happens. By having information available, previous states of health can easily be assessed and the appropriate people contacted. This can also speed up getting the necessary medical attention. Vacation plans have continued on after being involved in a car accident. Once-in-a-lifetime vacations are difficult to reschedule or re-coordinate all the participants. Preparation for planning a major vacation when someone becomes injured unexpectedly means selecting a location and activities which allow for a range of participants, a variety of needs and expectation, in order for the trip to be successful for everyone. Recognize what one's current capacity is for participation, and providing the care for children is important. It may be necessary to bring on board another individual to help with both you and their care. Don't rule out opportunities to make the trip more comfortable for all involved. The cost may end up being less than troubles that may evolve without additional support. Today, let's talk about summer vacations with children while injured. One of the best protections for a child passenger is an appropriate child seat when riding in a motor vehicle. The less distractions, the better. Be prepared when having children in the car. Get everything ready before leaving home. Kids commonly make requests while driving and therefore anticipate their request. Have any items required which allow you to easily respond. Also, allow enough time from and to destinations. If delays occur, do not take safety risks, and don't be as concerned about arriving late. It's more important just to get there. And if tired prior to returning home, rest before driving. More drivers get in accidents from driving while fatigued. Practice emergency actions in case auto problems or accidents occur. A child will be better prepared. Understand the situation and their role in what to do if you are incapacitated. Make sure the information given is age-appropriate, reduces stress, and helps them to understand the situation. Everyone is surprised by the unexpected, but having access to certain equipment such as a cell phone, OnStar system, blankets, food, or an emergency kit in the car can be helpful. Teaching a child how to dial 911 and where the phone is, if you're unable to do this yourself, may bring the help needed after a collision. And another emergency tool is allowing other people to know where you are en route and estimated times of arrival. Some people go as far as to call before leaving. The key is letting someone know where to look for you if necessary. Having contact information stored in a location which is easy to find may help speed up resolving injuries. Your name, your kid's name, a contact person's name, and number is important to have available. Medical information on each family member's allergies, regular prescriptions, and other and pediatrician's telephone numbers is a wealth of information. Again, no one anticipates being involved in a car accident. The better prepared, the faster both you and your child can move forward in recovery, and the kids will be better able to understand what has happened to them or to you. Being injured is a difficult time to gain understanding from a kid's perspective. Dealing with trauma at the time of incidents can be overwhelming for a child. From a safety perspective, helping them to understand the situation in advance, not in a scary way, but as any topic that you'd want them to learn about. A teachable moment about auto accidents or car problems, maybe when someone else you know has been in the situation, could also be helpful. Emphasizing how they were able to overcome the problems is also critical to share. Each and every program, I want you to know that your car accident concerns matter. I, Estra, personally realize outcomes depend on knowledge. This is the reason for talking about you with Estra's radio show, TV, and blog. Locations where you can join me for additional conversations include Estra's TV on YouTube under Estra's blog. Also Blogger, which is Estra's blog tips, where you'll find articles, TV shows, and audio. You can also find us on Estra's TV for IMBD. And please come out and share some of your movie favorites with me. I'd like to see those. And also Estra's TV Instagram, where you'll come out and see pictures of harassment and intimidation that can be experienced by anyone injured in a car accident. Many of us have the attitude, this won't happen to me or my family, when in fact it is happening to someone and their family each and every day. This does not mean dwelling on possible misfortune. In my opinion, it's just as easy for something good to happen as something bad. Therefore, from my perspective, it's about putting it into perspective and staying as prepared as possible. Ask any parent who has experienced the loss of a child or an injury, and oftentimes it's very difficult to accept. When this happens to you, statistics aren't much comfort. They do, however, help us to put things in perspective. So today, let's review some of the insightful statistics on children involved in collisions. These are some of the statistics found at the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. Number one, motor vehicle injuries are the leading cause of death among children in the United States. Number two, many deaths can be prevented by buckling children in age and size appropriate car seats, booster seats, and seat belts. Number three, car seats use reduces the risk of death to infants less than 1 year old by 71%. Can you believe that? Let me say that again. Car seat use reduces the death for infants less than 1 year old by 71%, and toddlers 54%, ages 1 to 4 years old. To me, that's an amazing statistic and worth getting the appropriate car seat and buckling up. Booster seats reduce risk by 45% for ages 4 to 8 years old with a seat belt. And older children and adults with wearing a seat belt, it reduces both death and injury by 50%. So those are no numbers to sneeze at. Sometimes you really have to kind of sit up and actually take a hold of what's actually out there as far as statistics and say, I should be on the right side of the seatbelts for this, okay? And I'm just going to list another three of them here. Number one, it says in 2011, 650 children under 12 lost their lives and 148,000 more were injured. Now, this is what gets me here is this one. It says with more than 618,000 kids under 12, did you hear that? 618 kids under 12 not wearing their seatbelts. To me, it's a miracle that the stats are not higher. In 1 year, they found an average of 618,000 kids not being buckled up under the age of 12. I know we can improve on that number, so I hope that we won't see such high volumes in the future on that, because that's a kind of a scary number. If you're not sure about what is the correct seatbelt, stop by and visit the CDC. They had an excellent example on what type of car seat to shop for your age-appropriate child. So make sure to visit me on Twitter at Estra's Radio Show or Talking About You with Estra on Facebook for more links where you can find good advice on adult and childhood safety while driving your car. The amount of suffering from a loss can be immeasurable for most families. Staying up long nights with children can be difficult when you, too, have an injury from a car accident. Rest is important for all those needing recovery, and if a child is injured, try to develop a routine that helps attend to their needs along with your own. Asking your child questions about how they are coping with this accident is also important. Understanding what their questions are, discovering possible additional problems, for it can be difficult for kids to communicate what they're experiencing because, of course, most of them are experiencing this for the first time. For one thing, it may uncover new problems. So therefore, listen to them carefully and let them know you are paying attention to them and want to help them through this process. Many times kids have preferences of sharing their experiences in different ways, like through drawing, writing, or even making up songs or telling stories. Let them explore and discover their feelings through whatever forms of expression that works for them. This journey takes time for anyone, and kids are no exception. Good nutrition for injured bodies help to provide them with the nutrients to restore themselves. Learn about your injuries and what nutritional content will help with the pain, actually reducing the pain, and also the healing. And be patient with your child and yourself when you don't feel well. Sometimes it's easier wanting to continue on with life in the way it once was, yet the future has changed, even if only for a little while. There is nothing wrong with wanting life back the way it used to be. And for some, it does return. But give yourself and your child time. It does take time for the process, for you to actually heal both physically and emotionally. And that's including all your family, because everyone is going to experience some effect from this trauma. Therefore, anything each of us can do to eliminate the possibility of an accident I personally believe is beneficial for us all. Again, make sure to stop by and say hello and share your experiences. It's nice to have a place to come and share car accident struggles and victories. As with life, it is indeed about the journey. Also, recently released videos include Answered Auto Accident Questions, and that was released this week, and it talks about the initial questions people have right after being involved in a car accident and provides possible answers and solutions to your concern. Next up, we have Harassment and Intimidation of Injured, and it's common for people who file auto insurance, employer benefit, or Social Security disability claims to find themselves facing harassment and intimidation in the hopes of getting injured to eliminate a claim. This is a must-see video. Also, Surveillance Harassment Uncut. And this video is a real-time demonstration of what many people injured in a car accident who file for benefits experience. See the day-to-day intimidation tactics which must be overcome. Meet Estra is a video about the journey of being involved in an accident and the many experiences that might be happen, that you might experience or that might entail. So we also have the Disability Surveillance 101, and this actually shares what to look for, privacy retention, documentation, and encouragement. And of course, if you are in a car accident this week, make sure to go out and purchase the 214 Car Accident Weekly Planner. It's available in case you're involved in a collision this year at any time. So stop by, pick one up. You can pick up also my book, Car Accident by Estra, and having both of them makes it so much easier for organizing, documenting, and information retrieval. So you can spend time at my blog, Estra's Blog Tips, out on Blogger, spending time reading, watching, or listening to valuable accident wisdom, knowledge, and support. I personally know firsthand your situation. I have dealt with insurance companies such as USAA, GEICO, PIMCO, Progressive, Farmers, Allstate, Blue Cross, United Healthcare, Medicare, LifeWise Insurance Company, Social Security, and employer SNC-Lavalin Constructors, previously known as Enron. So take a moment, Go out, enjoy watching one of these videos, and learn what you need to know in case you're involved in a car accident. Specialized children hospitals have brought new and insightful ways of dealing with the injuries of a child, and fortunately, in most parts of the country, no child is turned away because of an inability of their parents to repay for care. In fact, there are local and federal programs which help to cover their costs. Pay close attention to the instructions of your kids' pediatricians. Help to establish your routine around their recommended programs. Share concerns about your child, including recovery time frames, things to look out for, what signs you see as your child improves. Continues to reassess their emotional and physical needs, not necessarily in a compulsive or worried way, but in the way in which provides comfort and keeps an open dialogue so that you can stay clued in to any additional concerns your child might have. Ask for any recommendations from your pediatrician which can provide additional new tools to help improve with recovery. Things are constantly changing, and there can be many more options. You can also do some of your own looking on the World Wide Web. It's about balancing your injured life with theirs. No worries, in most cases, in time, your family will return to normal. The important thing is getting the care your family needs after a collision. Make this a time where both you can learn together from this experience. Use this time to create more special bonds to your relationships. Our children are too valuable for the future not to give them the care that they need. Most parents get the short end of the stick when both they and their children are injured, meaning more time is typically spent to address the kids' needs. Yet, as a parent, you must remember that your children are reliant upon you. They need you to be as close to your best as possible. And this is why a schedule becomes so important for the family household. It still needs to function, and unfortunately, the demands of daily life do not go away when injured. Those basic functions, in most cases, still need to be done. This is a time when a two-parent household makes life a bit better. Hopefully, the partner can pick up the slack that the previous partner was able to do, and keep the family moving along through the recovery period. If single, perhaps a family member can come and stay for a while. Or lastly, perhaps you can hire someone to come in to relieve the pressure of trying to do it all when not at your best. Remember, if part of your insurance policy, this service can be reimbursed. Again, you may be the glue that holds your family together, and if so, you need time to heal too. When making a schedule, make sure it takes into consideration your needs. When planning any summer vacation, plan for possible problems like your luggage not arriving until it's time to leave, or weather changes or physical capacity changes due to injury. Change is a part of everyday life. Most times, they're so small we hardly notice them. They're just mild irritations. When taking a summer vacation with children while injured, it requires determining the right balance between those children without injuries having enough activities to tire them out and allowing any children with injuries adequate rest and activities that provide enough enjoyment for them but don't aggravate their condition, all along with taking care of you while injured and making sure things are running smoothly on vacation. This is one reason to use lodging that is ADA compliant, which I term as fit for everyone's use. When a building is designed for everyone, they recognize that all of us are unique in some way or have different preferences or needs, and thus are designing a temporary residence which respects the needs of a variety of people. And this also means they are the types of locations we should be giving our money to, because what they are saying is everyone is welcome. It may be easy to add one additional person to your vacation list that you know and your children know that can be of support while injured. You might be surprised how much more can be accomplished with an additional hand and foot, or two hands and 2 feet, huh? Remember, this is a vacation, and although you cannot account for an accident happening after setting it up, you can decide that you will make the design of it one of inclusiveness, because sometimes things do change rapidly. Think about when your children are the most active, their preferences for rest and quiet times. What times do they typically get hungry? Schedule activities around these times so they fit into an already established routine. Next, take into consideration how often you need to rest. When will you be there with the kids? And when will someone be there with them? And how much energy will you have to participate? And where is the best time and place to put your energy? And when can you squeeze in a pleasant vacation moment just for you? Perhaps a massage in your room, maybe going to the spa. Whatever your desires may be on this vacation, be sure to make this time special too. Making memories for everyone in the family is important. You want something that everyone won't forget. You don't necessarily have to do a lot. In their eyes, it's just about you being there with them and them being there with you. That's really what it's all about, being together and enjoying yourself to the best of your abilities. Take advantage of this summer, finding rest and relaxation after injury and special moments with your kids. After all, they will soon be grown up and gone before you know it. So when planning your summer vacations with children while injured, remember that the most important things are accessibility, relaxing, and enjoying each other's company. We want to extend a special thank you to Audacity, InternetArchives.org, and the musician Rita Cole. This week's medical service accident claim is still available for your input. Only with your support can we demonstrate the experiences of people involved in traffic collisions. So please take the 3 minutes it takes and tell us about how you've been affected. You can find it out on Facebook under Talking About You with Estra, along with at Estra's Radio Show on Twitter, hashtag Estra's Accident Surveys. Let's meet back here next Saturday, same time, same place. Remember, no matter what you're going through, keep your head up and never give up. The information contained on Talking About You with Estra is not all-inclusive in assisting individuals in discerning information related to a car accident. Individuals seeking specifics on their case should seek professional assistance. The First Amendment of free speech has allowed Estra's radio show, TV, and blog to state her opinion in addition to her guests and callers, which reflect life experiences. Talking About You with Estra and Estra's brand is no way liable for misuse of the material. For more information, contact Sublight Publishing, LLC, P.O. Box 69082, Seattle, Washington, 98168. Thank you.